There's a lot of great reasons to lose weight. Health benefits, absolutely. Comments by your friends, family, peers, of course. But I think one of the best things about losing weight, even if you're a guy, and hear me out, is you get to buy new clothes. It's an excuse to go out, buy some new threads, some new duds, look kind of stylish, and now, hey, dropping these 50, 60 pounds, now I'm really looking good in this nice new sweater vest. Maybe not sweater vest. Anyway, that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer Garth Techman, David Alliance. Reach out to me. Please, reach out to me. TDAGiantSlayer@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. Getting some great feedback as always. Hey, Larry, first of all, you emailed me like 3 years ago. And now you email me again, and you make it sound like we've been best friends. Bro, stay in touch. Stay in touch, man. It's too hard to catch up on what you're doing every 3 years. And to the rest of you, stay in touch. Through any social media, because we're all over. And don't forget, we're now on Spotify, so check us out. Hey, again, don't forget, starting March 26th, Tuesday night at Hillspring Church, How to Be a Man, How to Be a Man series. We'll be grubbing at 6:45. We'll be doing burgers. And then we'll start the meeting at 7:15. It's going to go through the summer. And after, you know, it starts to warm up a little, after our meetings, we're going to hang out. We're going to teach you how to throw an axe, a knife, clean a gun, shoot, some defensive drills, teach you how to change a tire, how to build a cabinet, how to all kinds of manly things, how to be a man in every area. But the sermon time is going to be specifically about how to be a man of God. That's kind of where we're going today a little bit. We've been on this kick with spiritual warfare. We're going to jump into that. You know, one of the things that has always intrigued me is whenever I've heard people talk about spiritual armor, and especially out of Ephesians chapter 6, they get a few things wrong. First of all, when we look at verses 10 and 11, it says, "Be strong in the Lord in his power and might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." That whole armor of God means obviously head to toe, but it means you're dressed to kill. And back in the day, and this is one of the things that drives me crazy, is I've heard preachers say, none of this armor is defensive. It's all offensive. We're always to be on the move. Well, okay, Skippy, we're not supposed to retreat. But yes, parts of this armor is defensive because we're under attack. So yes, lots of this armor is to protect us from the onslaught of the enemy. So yes, some of these pieces are offensive and some of them are defensive, but always with us moving forward. But the point here is when we look at the armor of God, we are dressed to kill. We're dressed to annihilate the plans, the devices, the mindsets, the thoughts, the schemes of the enemy. It's not just stand there and take it. It's we're there to burn every one of those thoughts, evil desires, every one of those lies, burn it to the ground. Look, in Minnesota, we have this thing called Minnesota Nice. It drives me nuts. It's like we're going to be nice to you and put up with you, even though we really want to punch you in the face. Just punch him in the face. Come on. But as Christians, we think, okay, I'll give you an example. Okay, my spouse doesn't know Jesus, and I just pray that they come to know Jesus. I just pray that they come to know Jesus. I just want them to come to, and that's great. That is absolutely great. But that's kind of a neutral position. And the reality is we are supposed to put on the full armor of God. And when our spouse acts out against us and says they'll never be a Christian, they don't want your God, they don't even know if they want to be married to you, yes, we're on the defensive so that we can block those attacks by the enemy through our spouse. But we're on the offensive, meaning we don't just continue to pray, I hope he becomes a Christian. We go out on the offensive, meaning we pray things like, Father, I not only want my spouse to become a follower of Christ, I want to ministry with my spouse. I want to stand up front and pray and be on a prayer team with my spouse. I want my spouse and I to go to mission trips and preach the gospel and reach people for Jesus. I want my spouse and I to pray for people and they get healed. You go above and beyond. You don't just block his attacks. You destroy them, crush them, and you move forward into what God has for you. I know. Pretty cool, right? And verse 11, put on the whole armor of God. That little phrase there in Scripture when you really understand what it means, it literally takes spiritual warfare. It either destroys what you thought it was or completely takes it and turns it upside down on its head. Let me read to you the same phrase, but in Luke 24:49. So in Ephesians 6:11, it says, put on the whole armor of God. Luke 24:49 uses the same phrase, but it's stay in Jerusalem until you are clothed with power from on high. Aha, stay in Jerusalem until you are clothed with power from on high. That's that same phrase in Ephesians 6:11. Put on the whole armor of God means you must be clothed with the armor of God, from on high. What does this mean? Well, if you're new in Christ, if you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, it's like losing weight. You get new clothes, right? If you lose a lot of weight, you get new clothes. If you lose a lot of sin, you get new clothes. You know, if you're walking in victory, you get a new outfit. It's the armor of spiritual warfare. But what it really means here, the Greek word tou theo, it means directly from God. It means you get your armor from a personal connection from God. Or look at it this way. You lay your armor down when you lose your intimacy with God. I love the example of using a fan. I can plug a fan in and turn it on, and on a hot day, it's amazing. It's just all by itself. It keeps me cool. But I can also unplug that fan, and I can still spin that blade with my finger. And yeah, it works to some degree, but when it's on my power, it's not as good. I get worn out. It's not as refreshing. But when I plug it in and it's somebody else's power, oh, it's amazing. When you take on the spiritual armor, there are a lot of people who take it on, but they don't have the intimacy from God. So they're literally trying to fight with the spiritual armor in their own power, rather than realizing my intimacy with Jesus is what empowers the armor to go to battle and to win and to move me forward. Just a thought. How's your spiritual warfare going? Maybe check how your intimacy with God is going and come back to me. Until tomorrow, keep slaying giants.